Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. You are now tuned in to the Angels of Melody International radio station with your host, Miss Angel on Deck. And we just thank God for his many blessings. We thank God for this great platform that we are heard around the world. And tonight, we have a special show. We have a part one and we have a part two. And a lot of y'all know we were talking about the move of God. Excuse me. Some months back, we were talking about the move of God. And then we had a little break for a moment. Different things was going on. But we just thank God that we are back on the airwaves with you all tonight. A lot of y'all know we used to be on every Friday night. Where we're back, and we just thank God. Today we have a great show that's coming before you. We have great guests that is joining us. This is going to be every week, and what we are talking about is the raw truth of transparency in day-to-day life issues. I'm going to say it again, the raw truth of transparency in day-to-day life issues. And the thing is, there's a lot of issues that are going on in the body of Christ all over the world, whether you in the body, out the body, however you want to call it. But there's a lot of things that are going on in the body of Christ. And what we're going to be talking about is the raw truth. We're going to be transparency on these airwaves. Each week we will have guests joining us as well. That's out there probably in the streets. You know what I'm saying? We getting all walks of life that's on here to talk about what people are really going through. What they're going through is real. You know what I'm saying? You have right now going on in the body of Christ and all around the world, suicide, loneliness, drunkenness, you know, people that's on drugs. They don't know how to cope with different situations. So they're on, a lot of people are on drugs. You have a lot of prostitution going on. You have a lot of pornography going on. And it's a whole lot of things. And people are scared to talk about these different issues because they feel like, wow, somebody is going to look down on me or somebody is going to throw me under the bus. You know what I'm saying? Nobody want to be bothered with me. These are the issues that we're coming with to let you know it's okay. You're going to get help. We're here to help. We're here to partner up and to encourage you to pray. And you know what I'm saying? Talk these issues through that a lot of people are not doing. We're not here to look down on you. We are not on here to just throw Bible, you know what I'm saying, at you and talking to you and looking at you like you just trash off the street. No way. No way. Who are we? You know what I'm saying is none of us is perfect. You know, we all striving and moving towards that way of going in the way that God wants us to go. You know, we all have a past. We all have some issues that we used to deal with and still have some issues. You know what I'm saying? I can't speak on nobody else, but hey, I know I'm not perfect and I got issues that I face day to day. I go through some things. We still human. You know what I'm saying? Forget these titles. You know, your titles don't make you. You know what I'm saying? What makes you is how you live it. Anybody can wear a title. Anybody can go around and say, I'm an apostle. But are you really doing the work of the apostle? Anybody can say, I'm a chef. Okay? My name is Chef such and so. But that name don't make you a chef unless you really know how to cook and you know how to throw down. You know what I'm saying? So this here talking about transparency, the raw truth, and that's what we're here to talk about, the raw truth of transparency in day-to-day life issues. And we have some great guests. This is part one. We have our great guests, Vanessa Collins, Annette Felton, Tammy Laster, and Antoinette Taylor, as myself as well, Miss Angel on Deck. So I see a few of our guests. I'm going to go ahead and I ask that the background will be, you know, quiet as we are clicking on. I see our sis on. Let me see. Okay, let's see. We have Antoinette we're going to click on right now. Okay. And then we got Vanessa Collins. I see our sister Tammy Laster is on with us, but she's going to let me know when she's available to talk. So right now we're not going to turn her mic on right now. But Antoinette and Vanessa, y'all mics are on. And we just want to say God bless you on tonight. We are excited. So, Vanessa, I'll let you greet the people first, and then Antoinette, you come on second and greet the people.
Well, I just want to say hello to each and every one of you. And I would like to say thank you, Tanya, for allowing me the spot to share my story to encourage mm-hmm. each and every one.
All right. All right. Now, I'm just going to say Antoinette. Now, it's really Antoinette, y'all, but we grew up, I say Antoinette. I can't keep that Antoinette. That I feel like I'm talking at a tea party. So we just going to be rude about it tonight, y'all. Antoinette. Now, don't let us get started now. Our mother of the night.
Hey, praise the Lord.
Oh, God.
Thank you, woman of God, for having us on here to share our experiences, as you've been saying, and praying that and hoping that it will be bless someone and help someone to see that they are not alone. Amen.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Amen. Well, I know this is the first half, and as I stated before, we're all not going to take too much time because there's quite a bit of us that wants to share something. So we're going to keep it brief, and hopefully we can do a second round. And then when this go off, we'll be done. We got like maybe 50 minutes. And when that's done, then what we'll do is hang up and we'll call right back in. That's how we're doing it for our second half. You will call in the same number and we will go in for our second half. So in saying that real briefly, I kind of want to just start it off by talking about real brief. I want to talk about grieving / mourning. And the reason why I chose that to talk about, because that's something I'm going through right now. I'm just going to lay it all on the table, you know, and that's what this transparency is. We talk about issues, you know, that we used to go through, or you can talk about what you went through in the past or what you're going through now. And so I want to say it's a difference between grieving and it's a difference between mourning. And you can mourn the death of someone, or you can mourn in a certain situation of something that you're going through that don't feel good. And then you can still, you know, mourn, but still you're pushing on. But when you have grieving going on, that's a different thing. Grieving is something that will take you there. And you find yourself going into a dark place, and, you know, and then the enemy want to try to talk and let you know it's not worth living, and you're this and you're that. And, you know, it's just a bad place of where you don't really want to eat anymore. You want to lay around, and it's just like you let yourself go. And I want to say a lot of people know that I lost my dad, and that was the worst thing ever. I'm telling you, I really went through. A lot of my friends know about it, especially my cousin Vanessa. Vanessa, you know about it as well. I mean,
yeah.
I went through a dark place. It went beyond grieving. Like, I was ready to just give up, you know, because I felt like that was my best friend. That was my ace, coon, boom, my ride or die, as I told him. And I just thank God I was truly a daddy's girl. I'm the only girl with all brothers. And so me and my dad was very close, even though my mom is still alive, but me and her, we never was really close. I was, you know, I was raised up, you know, I want to say in mental abuse, you know what I'm saying? And not with my dad, though, but it was like a lot of mental abuse that was going on. And so, like, my dad was there to bring me through that, and it was a lot of things that I've done, you know, in my past because of what I went through. I was angry. So when he passed away, I went into not just mourning, but I went into grieving slash going into a dark place. And then as I tried to go out of that dark place and try to make a come up, then we just buried, you know, our aunt who was a mother, one of my aunts who was a mother to me that passed away last week. We buried her last week, okay, last Friday. Well, the funeral was last weekend, the weekend before, but we buried her ashes and everything as of Friday just passed. And, my God, I'm, like, just devastated about that. And that spirit of grieving has really trying to hit me and take me into that dark place. But for some strange reason, I could feel the hand of God in this thing. And the reason why I said that, because when my dad passed, I ain't going to lie, I'm going to be real, I had to drink wine every night to get to sleep.
Yeah.
Let's just be real. That's what this transparency is. We're not getting on here sugarcoating and telling lies and all this stuff and trying to make people feel good, because there might be some ministers now that is saying, hey, I'm an apostle, I'm a bishop or whatever, and I went through what you going through, even in ministry.
Yeah.
So ain't no shame in my game to say that. You know what I'm saying? I had to drink to get to sleep. Because every time I would go to sleep, I would dream and hear the voice. And I would just wake up screaming and hollering because I felt like, oh, I can't take this. This person is gone. And that same thing is trying to get me even now that I'm going through the mourning. I'm not going to say grieving, because that grieving is trying, it takes you to another place. And that's something I'm not going to go through, and I'm not going to allow myself. So I need you all to keep angel on deck lifted in prayer. That God will continue to keep me, you know, even going through the morning, that he will keep my mind, keep my spirit to where I'm not drifting back into that old place of don't want to really get on radio no more, don't slacken up in ministry, don't want to read and pray too much right now. It's just all about I. And it's not about I. At the end of the day, it's about God. You know, we got to move on. We got to live. These family members have made it to glory. We believe that. And they're not thinking about us. You know what I'm saying? And we can think and we can mourn and cry every now and then, but we still got to yet move it. And that's what I wanted to touch in on, that a lot of people are going through grieving and mourning, and it's just not good, you know, to get into that dark place. So we got to kind of be careful when we're going through this grieving and stuff, that we can call out to God and ask God to help us and deliver us, that we won't go into a place of suicide or just, you know what I'm saying, just giving up on ourselves and giving up on our loved ones. That's, you know, that's all I got to say about that part. That's what I wanted to talk about, but if anybody else want to pick up from that, you can, or you can speak about whatever you want to speak about as far as transparency. So we're going to go with you, Vanessa.
Well, I knew you was going to say me. I had a feeling in my belly. Okay.
So did I. I was like,
Get ready,
I
know.
Oh, Lord.
I do understand about that grieving. And, you're absolutely right when it comes to that. And what I want to touch about is what I'm going through right now, which is a struggle for me.
We can't hardly hear you. Your phone is going in and out.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's kind of
can
like going in
now?
And out, but we can kind of. Yeah, now we can.
What I'm dealing with.
Oh, it's bad.
What I have been doing.
Can you start over again? Not to cut you off, but it's really bad. Can you hear that, Antoinette? It's like going in and out.
Right.
It's really hard. It's really hard. Like, you'll start off talking, and we can hear you, and then it goes right back out.
Oh, wow. Let me see if I can go in another room and if y'all can hear me in here. Can you hear me better?
It still sounds a little bit, but we can hear a little better. Yeah.
Okay. Well, how about now? Because I have to go in every room.
Yeah,
okay.
That's fine.
So what I'm dealing with is what majority of all of us have been there at some point in time in our lives, which is loneliness.
Okay.
And I go back and forth with that. It's a struggle for me because just like most women and even men, you know, you want that companionship.
Yeah.
You want somebody to love you. You start to reflect on as you gravitate through life, as you get older and so forth, and you try to stay in God. You pray, you seek, and you cry out, and you go through the hormones. You go through the urgency.
Yeah.
You go through the struggles. You go through, like, why, God, why is this happening to me when others are getting married or they have somebody? And you wonder, why you ain't got nobody yet, you know? And every birthday, you just put on that best dress, you look good and whatever, you try to make yourself available. And it just seems like it just don't happen, you know? And as years and years go by, you like, what's going on here? You know, and then you start to kind of question things like, man, I was doing better when I was out in the world.
Yeah.
And I believe me and you, we were talking about something like that before, something similar to that, that we were out in the world. It seemed like we was getting to do, you know, it was better. It seemed like the stress of life wasn't heavy on my shoulders. And everything was working out for me. As far as a job, a car, a home, I had friends, you know, I had an exciting life. But when I had connected with God and got into God, it just seemed like it was a struggle. It was hard. It was lonely. It was depressing. It was, it just made me want to pull back and be to myself, as you say, a good place. Because it will take you there. You go in your 40s.
That's right.
Then you're in your 50s. And you look up, you're in your 60s, then you're in your 70s.
Yeah.
It's time to get it to them at that point, you know. It's time to get a burial. It's time to go. Bye-bye. At that point, because you're like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Everybody gets somebody but me. And you're a woman and you have needs, or you're a man and you have needs. And it's just not about sex, it's companionship, it's all those things, to grow old, to have somebody. So basically that's been my struggle all my life, is wanting somebody, even wanting more kids that I didn't have, you know, and trying to figure out, you know, when you get people that like you, but you get all the wrong people that like you. You're
my God!
What is wrong with me? Why he gotta be bald? Why he have to have no teeth? Really? Why he gotta be fat? I mean, really? Is that all I could get?
Oh wow! You know?
And then you get the ones that's real young, 22 and 25. You know what they about? And you're
Geez.
Oh, my God, is this really for me? And you look at yourself. You're like, man, I'm beautiful. I'm all this. But why ain't nobody coming my way? I don't understand that. You know, and that's been a struggle for me, is that I had to at some point get into myself, start dressing up, looking cute, doing things that I love to do and desire to do and what God want me to do. And it just keep on pressing, keep on talking to the Lord. Keep on trying to read, even though sometimes the book gets on the shelf and it collects dust. But, you know, you try. I'm just keeping it real.
True. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And you do drink wine. Yeah. You do drink wine and you do all those things. And, you know, and you do go backwards a little bit. And then you do crash, you know, and you go into your own little secret closet. And you go through those curveballs. You go through those waves. It ain't like you letting go
that's
of God, because you're not letting go of God. But you're going through what we call life. You're going through that.
Yeah.
And you're like,
what
in the world going on? You don't feel like praying. God ain't opening up his door. He ain't listening to you. Like, God, really? You're not listening to me now. You're not hearing me, Lord.
Yeah, you will. Yeah. You feel like that.
You know what I'm saying? And you feel like that. Like, he's not listening to you. And why you got to go through all this hard life? Well, now you saved. Why you got to go through
yeah.
that? And you be
exactly.
you be questioning it. You know, you do.
That's
you
true.
Really do. It's hard. It's hard. When they said you're going to be alone, that's what they meant. The road was going to be lonely. Oh, my God. Has it ever been lonely?
Jesus, you know? Help us.
So that's the truth of it. Yeah, you have to do stuff to get out of that funk. Excuse my French. I hope it ain't, you know. But you do. You
no,
really
no,
have to
no.
Get
you said funk.
It.
You didn't. There's nothing wrong with that. That's true.
Yeah, you really have to snap out of it.
Yep, that's right.
You do. You have to push beyond how you feel or how your circumstances look. You know, you really
that's
do.
True.
So, and that's what
true.
I've been trying to do. But I go through those waves off and on. And it don't help, like you said, Tiny, don't help when somebody you love die and they gone. You ain't
yeah, oh, my God,
you.
Yeah.
Or,
yep,
you know,
that's true.
You have friends, but everybody doing their own thing, you know, and people
yeah.
are not going to always be there.
That's true.
The way you want them
that's
to
true.
Be. So you have to find
that's
your
true.
Own survivor kit, how to survive,
yeah.
how to cope. How to make it
yep,
on your
true.
Own, because now you on your own now. You got to
oh
put your big
God,
girl
yes.
underwear on
that's
and say,
true.
You know what, I can do this. Because sometimes
yeah,
you feel
exactly.
like you can't. Like you said, suicide come to you. Like, what's the point?
Yeah. Yeah.
What am I living for?
Yeah.
It seems like nothing is
yeah.
going nowhere.
Yep,
and
that's
you
true.
Really do get
you
like
do
that.
Feel like that.
And that's my story. Loneliness.
Wow. Loneliness. Wow. So we've talked on grieving and mourning and loneliness. And come on, Anjanette, what you got cooking for us in the cookie jar?
Ooh, girl, I won't be for you long.
Come on, mother.
Well, you know what? All of that y'all have shared is, you know, I'm dealing with it too, you know, piggybacking off it. It just takes you in those deep places with that mourning, grieving, and loneliness. Mm-hmm. I can mm-hmm. really, like, concur. I can really relate to both. Thanks for sharing and being transparent. Truly bless you. But rejection, mm-hmm. that spirit
yes.
of rejection.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I've been dealing with that for a long time.
Mm.
The sad part about it, where you think you can go and be received, you're totally rejected even more, and that's the church.
Oh,
oh
my God,
no.
girl.
That's
you better say it.
Because,
yes.
you know, you want to be... You know, you have, you go through things. Some people go through things, and I have, you know, at home growing up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was fortunate to go to church, I would be so happy. So I was being rejected there, and I didn't understand it. So, you know, through the years, what it did was push you back.
Wow.
Yeah, but you want to, it push you back, yeah. And
mm-hmm.
your heart,
yeah.
you desire to be, say, as a young person, but the people want to push you back and keep you back. And it just, all they do is like, kind of like pushing you down, back and down.
Yeah.
Making you feel like you're not good enough, you know, that you can't be saved or that you can't do anything. So you have, it grows very big and it could put you mm-hmm. into that suicidal mentality.
Yeah.
And, so
yeah. Yep.
So even growing up, so yeah, what I'm saying that spirit of rejection is bad. And then what you, if you're not careful, and I have done it, you do it to your children.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God,
that's
yeah.
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 yeah. You'll turn and do it to children and not knowing what the problem is until you sit down and think, like, somebody did this to you. You're doing it. And I thank God for that spirit of conviction. It let you show you yourself and what you're doing. But I dealt
mm-hmm.
with it. It's just a battle, you know, coming to people
wow.
who want to be a part and want to help in the church. Various churches tried it, and it's just total rejection. And along with that, you know, the action of behind it, and then a word or two, you can't do this. And then if looks could kill in the house of the Lord, it'd be a lot.
Oh, wow, girl, tell me about it. I know that's right. All that deep stuff.
And,
yes.
Oh, my God. I'm like, and it, you know, and then you got to get to a point, you know, you've been blessed by the word of God to give you the strength as you continue to grow and learn. But then you still, once you leave the house of the Lord, you know, you're battling that. You know,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't go away. None of this goes away right away after a good
it's
word.
True. Right,
saying.
Right.
It doesn't. Not a good song, not a good word, not a scripture.
Mm-hmm.
It takes time. It's not immediate. You should be done and over it. No. No, it's a process. But the bad part about it, as you're trying to get over it, you're still walking into it. So it takes some time.
Yeah.
It takes a lot, and you will find yourself, like you say, you want to look up and go to the store.
Yep, that's
yeah.
true.
Yeah,
yep, you're right.
Yep.
Get that brown bag.
Get that little bottle.
Yeah, sure do.
You know what I'm saying? Hide out.
Yep.
Well, nobody, they don't see you anyway. They don't want you around anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
In the church, in the house of the Lord. We're brothers
yeah.
and sisters. Why are we rejected? Why can't we go to a club and everybody wants you hanging and going to come pick you up, too? They're going to buy you around
yeah,
and
yeah.
do whatever. You come to the house of the Lord, they won't push you out the door. That's how,
yeah.
you know, you can't sit here, you can't do this, you can't. Oh, we got, it's so
yeah.
many
exactly.
churches, unfortunately, are they're the people. And the leader, of course, you know, you wouldn't take it to the leader. But, you know, the people that are assigned, you know, I believe that it would be good if the leaders could just look in onto the auxiliaries.
I know, right?
Take
yeah,
place.
Exactly.
Because you're
exactly.
supposed to care about the people. And you got the people pushing
yeah.
the people out and hurting them.
Mm-hmm.
That
yeah.
stuff hurts. You know, people
yeah.
dealing with stuff and they come in there.
Mm-hmm.
They're dealing with a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to take what you dealt with there and that. That's too much of a combination. That ain't the meal I want.
Right.
I
know
that's
exactly.
right. You know what I'm saying? You know,
mm-hmm.
so that's
true.
What I have been dealing with. And gradually, you know, I thank God he's, you know, been working with me. Like you said, we got to be honest and take it to him even though he knows. You know what I'm saying? Just keep
yeah.
bringing it to him because he'll help you through it. But it's a process. It's
yeah.
not going to be, it's not going to go away right away. It doesn't. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. That's what it is.
You know,
it's a fight
you
in
know
the mind,
what?
In that mind.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
my God, yes. The mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, you were saying something, Anjanette, about how you can go to the church and the people like seem like they push you out and everything. Well, you know, to me, the church represents the hospital. And I was saying before one time, when you go to the hospital, you know, you come
mm-hmm.
the way you are. You come sick.
Yeah,
there's
right.
no such thing as saying I'm going to take an aspirin and see
for?
How I'm going to feel,
yeah,
right.
and
yeah,
then
right.
I'm going to go. But you go jacked
mm-hmm.
up, and when you go jacked up and you tell that doctor
yeah.
what you're going through, then their special
right.
Antibiotics, their special
mm-hmm.
pain pills and different things that they do, even if you need a blood transfusion, they even admit you for that. If you need surgery, they admit you for that. They don't put you out. Even now, if you don't have insurance, they'll work with you even with that, you know. And
yeah.
that's how the church is supposed to be. When we go through, we're supposed to be able
mm-hmm.
to walk through those doors as we are
yeah.
and receive the antibiotics, you know, so to
mm-hmm.
speak, the word, you know, and the love and the care and everything that will work like antibiotics, that will work like a blood
yeah.
transfusion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But instead
yeah.
of that, they so to speak, is their actions put you in your grave. And
mm-hmm.
what I mean by that, it'll put you right in that dark place, like we were saying.
Yeah.
And so many people
yeah,
have
really
gotten hurt, and they went right mm-hmm. back out there.
Right.
So,
real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You would see that a
yeah.
lot. You would see that. And, you know, you notice a lot of stuff, especially if you're going through it and been through it. So you recognize
mm-hmm.
it in other people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so you just want to just kind of save them, pull them up out of it because you don't want nobody to go through what you're, you know, that experience
yeah.
and seeing how they come in there so wounded and you in there making them sick or what the world? do better than that.
Right.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. As a buyer, you really do. Mm-hmm. So, you're going to have both. Oh, girl.
Yeah.
It's too much. It really is. And I just, I don't want nobody to go through that. And I'm still doing it. I want you to pray for me. Y'all pray for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Men and women of God, can you help me up in prayer? Because I do get communicating with people who are going through it, and it just really hurts your heart to hear the things that they're young and old are going through. It's getting it really hurts the heart. You really want to say something, you know, then you get defensive and want to, let me go up here and see what's going on, because you don't want nobody hurting. I'm like, where is it in the Bible that it's okay to do what you're doing and say what you're saying? What are we doing, women of God? What are we doing?
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
We kill. Jesus and paid it all. Why? What are we doing? What are we doing? Why are we hurting one another like this? Why?
That's true. You're right. And these
it's
clicks
like,
and stuff going
up,
on.
Open up your eyes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's true. That is true. You know, and we say that the church, we want to be like Christ. But really, we're not being like Christ. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That everybody walking around talking about they
the
like
world.
The Lord, they
mm-hmm.
this and they that. But they worse than the world, to tell you the truth, because
mm-hmm.
the world do care about his own. You understand?
Yeah, they do.
The
not
world
really
do care
they
about
do.
His own. You can sit here and some friends will tell you, "Hey, girl, we finna go to the club. That's party." Well, I don't have no money. Girl, we ain't worrying about that. We got all the drinks.
They
we got all, you know, they'll
right.
tell
uh-huh.
you that. They got you. But you can sit here at church and say, well, you know, I don't really have no way to go. And they want to talk about gas and how far it is to come get you. You understand what I'm saying? If you don't have no money to give offerings. Yeah, they're not. You don't have no money for offerings. Some people, you know, they looking down on you, looking funny. You know, like you can have a broke day. You understand?
Yeah.
Talking about you behind your back and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Where when we, you know, it's a big difference to me. You know, they say, you know, the church is trying to be like the world. Well, I'm going to say they might have traits, but they ain't just like the world. Because the world acts, I'm going to tell you, act a lot better. I know a lot of people that's out there act a lot better than the so-called saints.
Yeah,
and that's just real talk. That's real raw truth.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I'm saying, because I done got into it with some people, you know, in my time in the church. And I'm gonna tell you, sometimes them people up in there, honey, they make you want to just knock them into the next century, you know. And so, because you know, it shouldn't be like that. When we're going through these issues that we're saying, loneliness and depression and all that, we should not have to go to the brown paper bag. Come on now.
Right.
We shouldn't be boozing it up and feeling like, oh, I need to take a drink or I need to take a smoke or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? Or I feel I need to be in the hands of Bob and Joe tonight, you know, to feel like I'm somebody or to feel like I'm comforted. Right. Someone cares. I should be able to call Bishop Bishop Barbecue, so to speak, and say, hey,
Barbecue.
I'm going through depression right now, you know, and I need help, you know. And they tell you, well, you know, I don't know what to tell you, but you can go to Sister Choco. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And Sister Choco can help. I know I'm acting silly right now with these names, but I'm just saying, you know, and we should be able to be appointed. We shouldn't feel because I'm an evangelist that I feel like I got to be out in the clouds all the time. I can't never let you see me cry. I can't never let you see me when I'm vulnerable or when I'm having a weakness. I should be able to call and say, Anjanette Ween, girl, such and such just happened to me. I need help. And without someone looking down on me and saying, girl, you going to hell. You got the devil working on you. You know, instead of condemning, but love me and talk to me and remind me of some things and let me know it's going to be all right. Share some testimonies of maybe what you're going through. And that'll make me feel like I'm not the only woman of God that's going through things. But we keep things to ourselves because we are so afraid of that finger pointing and that mouth opening up wide talking and the eyeballs rolling. You understand? Mm-hmm. Everybody is looking at you like you're tainted. And we're still human at the end of the day. We're still human. And it just seems like the body of Christ have built up this image of we so tough. You understand? I'm a woman of God. I'm a man of God. I'm so tough that I can't show these weak points. And then when you have weak points, everybody want to go, oh, girl, I knew it. See? Yeah, he wasn't no good. But you just said the man of God was a powerful, anointed man of God. God is using him. Miracles and signs and wonders are going on in his ministry. But as soon as he slipped and dipped or made a mistake or did something, then all of a sudden now we want to throw that man of God under the bus. What's really going on?
Well, you know what,
and
Tanya,
the main ones that's doing that have struggles.
Yeah, you're right. Well, you know what, Tanya? A lot of people look at those who are in leadership like they're gods, like they can never do no wrong. And that's where they make a mistake at, because they're human.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, they have went somewhere, been somewhere, done things too. They ain't always been saved all their life, although you can't tell them that because they so deep. And they feel like that title or that position. You know, and all the members. Some people can't even be like this thing, corona stuff we're going through. A lot of people can't stay at home because they feel like they need the people. They need that robe and that suit. They need to go back and forth and be in the mic and say, yes, Lord, and spitting and breathing heavy and preaching and looking at everybody. And they need that hype from others. That's what get them off. But they ain't saying nothing. All they doing is screaming. That's all they doing, but they ain't saying nothing. And when they get off the pulpit or whatever, what are they doing? Who lives are they affecting? Are they really feeding the hungry? Are they really applying that Bible to their lives?
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
So a lot of people ain't for souls. They for their money. They for themselves.
That's true. That is true. You're right about that. You are definitely right about that. And that's to me, that's something that has to change. That's why I thank God that we can all come together and be transparent. We can talk about issues so others can hear, you know, that it ain't always, you know, roses and peaches. You know what I'm saying? In ministry and just really in this, you know, serving the Lord is a wonderful thing. You know, it's awesome. There's nothing depressing about it. It's just the issues and the trials and different things that you go through. It don't feel good. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And it's a part of life that we go through, but God is there to deliver us and to help us. But at the same token, you know, going through these issues, we need to have a way of escape. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Where we don't get caught up in wrong places. Or talking to the wrong people, you understand?
Right.
And we should be able to confide just like we're doing now. We're speaking on these airwaves and we're talking about weaknesses and challenges and stuff that we have gone through and still is going through. You know what I'm saying? And people need to know that, because I think if we can have like a group like that or people like that, that they can fall back on like this to talk about, just be transparent, be raw with it. I really believe that the body of Christ will be able to breathe better.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people won't be going downhill like a lot of things are going on, because everybody want to keep hush hush. Don't nobody want to say nothing. People want to keep it to themselves, and they're so broken and so hurt and so bound, you know what I'm saying, to where they just keeping it to themselves and steady crying out to God, but there's not an escape of someone that you can trust or go to for prayer or to go for help and just speak, you know, transparency, so to speak, where you won't be judged. That's the whole thing of that. Yeah, that's the whole thing of that.
Right,
so,
that's the judging part, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
I agree.
Because, because those emotions of rejection is, you know, that's very painful, and it affects you even in your job. You know, it just affects your whole life. Wherever you go, you feel inadequate about things. It's just ongoing battle. And if you know, if you're blessed to be able to talk to someone, you know, a little bit at a time, you know, you feel that you can trust them, it will help. It would help.
Yeah, it do help.
You're
right.
Yeah.
It do.
I've been blessed to be able to. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it helps
it do
to get
help.
It out, and
it
I
do.
Hold, because if you hold it in, your mind is just racing with everything that's going on and confused, and because you don't know how to, you know, process all of that in, you can't.
Yeah,
got to get let it out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
That definitely goes back.
Yeah,
and that goes back to loneliness,
because
you'll start to feel lonely, like I'm all out
you
here
sure
by
would.
Myself.
Yep. It ties right all in there, you know.
Yeah, it do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? Even with the loneliness, you can be with someone that's pretty cool. But sometimes we can be in loneliness because it's something within us that we're not happy with us. You know, I've had some people say they have a wonderful relationship. The man or the woman is good to them. But they still with something, you know, quite not there. And sometimes it could be things within us. We need to sit down and figure out, like, what is wrong with me? Like, what is it about me that I'm not happy with? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And sometimes we tend to take those actions out on those that love us too. So it can go really both ways.
Yeah, it can go. It can.
Yeah, it can go both ways.
You can't be lonely.
Because I know.
You can be lonely.
Yeah, you can.
You can.
Have a house full of people to live with you and still feel lonely.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
You can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's the truth. It really is the truth.
Because
I don't know what
they're not fulfilling.
That's true. You're right about that, especially if they're in their own zones. You know, you need someone to talk to, but they're in their own zone and they ain't expecting you or even trying to find out what's going on with you. So it's like
you
by yourself, you know, and you can talk to God till you blue in the face. And God is a comforter. And he can help you. But at the same token, you need that physical. You need someone that you can
talk
to.
You really do. It helps. Yeah.
Yeah, it does
it
help.
Do help.
Someone you can cry to.
Somebody that understands you and gets you. And, you know, can relate to you. You need that.
Exactly. Yep, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You can. So, like, these people that faces these, you know, loneliness and all of that stuff, what could you say to them, Vanessa, if someone was to call in right now and say, hey, I'm going through just what you're going through. How can I deal with this? Or, you know, what things can I do? What advice would you say to a person?
Wow. Well, I can only go by what works for me. What works for me, what I would say to that person is that even though you may feel like you, but the best thing is to do is to focus on other things. Focus on yourself. You know, focus on God. You know, don't think about your circumstance. Think about what's going to happen to you in the future, because your future is brighter than what's going on with you right now. You can't stay in the right now, because the right now is temporary. You know, the next day is a new day. So you don't know what's going to happen on that day, and you have to believe that it's going to be better than what you're dealing with right now. So I would tell them to not yield in, to not allow that to bring them down. It's not going to always be like that. It's not going to always be where you're going through the loneliness. Even God, even though God is there, he's not going to forsake you. He's going to always be there. But he's going to make sure that you're okay, even in that journey of being lonely. So I would tell them to do things. To make them happy. Like what I do, I try to write my book or do the shows or
take a walk or go to the mall, go out to eat. I know it's difficult now, but order something. Fix your hair. Go buy you some clothes. You know, do things that make you happy and content. Fix your house up. You know, that's what I do. I fix my house. I go to the Salvation Army and get me little knickknacks for my house. Makes me feel good. You know, do things that will get you out of that place where it could take you backwards. You know, look to the hills. Look to the future. Look to something. Say something positive that you can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens you. You know, go in the mirror and look at yourself and say, I am worthy. I am beautiful. I can do this. I can make it, you know.
Yeah,
and it ain't
exactly.
going to always be this way. I'm not going to always be lonely. You know, you got to speak positive
mm-hmm.
into your future. You know, you got to start doing that. Because I notice when I do that, things start working out for me better. But as soon as I reflect on what's going on, then I am stuck right there in my problems. And I start crying and I start reflecting on the past. Then I'm like, I'll never be nowhere. I'll never go nowhere. I'll never amount to nothing. I'm ugly. I'm fat. I'm this. I'm that. And then it just makes the problem worse. You know, but when you think of positive, I might not have people around me right now, or my kids may not be acting right, or I may not have that person in my life, or the friends may forsake me. But that's okay.
Yeah.
Because I love you enough to say that I am going to be more than what I am now. I'm going to be a conqueror. You know, I'm going to be an achiever. I'm going to do this. I'm going to be all right. Sometimes you got to pat yourself on the back. You got to be your own best friend. You know, because
that's right.
That's what gets you through. Sometimes you got to talk to yourself. As long as you ain't answering yourself, you all right.
Well, I know that's right.
Sometimes you got to.
You might have to answer yourself. You might have to.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Do I have to say, hey, how you doing? Are you
right? Like, you okay? Yes, I'm okay. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
No.
Okay, now get yourself together. Let's do this. You know. So that's my
dream. Yeah, that is true. That is so true. Yep, that is true. Well, I'm telling you, what I started to say, I just got a message from Annette, and she said that she will be joining. I guess she would join when we call back in at 11, which is in the next 10 minutes for our part two, you know, and everything. So, but like we were saying, these are the issues that need to be talked about. And I feel like this, if people think that this is deep, they really ain't heard nothing, because it's much more than what we're talking about that we're going to be covering, you know, even tonight and next week, and then even when we have, like, one of our friends on with us each week, you know, we're going to be hearing from people that's not even, you know, in the church, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be hearing from people that is out there that is going through. You know, we're going to be hearing some raw and uncut. Now, we won't hear no profanity and stuff, but I'm saying we're going to be hearing some raw and uncut. You might hear a guest come on and say, hey, I have a weed addiction. I smoke weed every day. You might hear this kind of stuff. You might hear someone that says, I drink every day, or I slang every day, or, you know, I've been going through abuse every day with my husband, or abuse with my wife or my girlfriend or my boyfriend. You never know. That's what this is all about, transparency, you know, see, the raw truth of transparency in day-to-day life issues. And that's what it's talking about, what people are going to be hearing. What we are in the body of Christ and what others are that's you know, not calling themselves, you know, being in a church or whatever, you know what I'm saying. But we're believing God for these souls. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people that's out there going through have callings on their lives and was running just like we once was.
Yeah.
So we can't look and point hands because somebody's saying they smoke weed. Majority of all my friends that I know out here smoke weed, drink, curse, do whatever, but I still show love. I still call them my fam. You know what I'm saying? I don't look at them and think like I'm just above you and I'm just all of that.
Right.
And you know, no, never that. Can't have that kind of attitude.
Right.
So, no, we can't do that. And I'm not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? Because I know there was once upon a time that I was the same way. And just like I said, hey, I get angry sometimes. I go through different channels and it's things that I have done. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
In this walk, in ministry, you know,
we
don't go out and tell everybody what you're going on and what you're doing, but we all know ourselves that during the walks of ministry, you know, we have battled, we have done some things, you know, and still need help in a lot of areas.
Yeah.
You know, let's just be real with it. You know, and I'm not going to sit up here and make it seem like, oh, I'm just, you know, in the spirit land 24 hours a day. I'm waking up in the heavens. I'm going to sleep in the heavens. Well, if I'm doing this much in the heavens, I might as well join the heavens. You know, what am I here for? You know, I'm serious. You know, if I'm that ready and that in tune, then I think my work was done. If I feel like that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Everything is just in the glory. You know, we're going to go through some stuff. And God knew it. He knew it before we were formed in the womb that we were going to go through issues. We were going to have, he just knows. You know, he know before we know, you know. So I just thank God for, like I said, this platform of being on, talking about our issues and everything. So what I'm going to do, because it's, we have about 7 minutes left before our second half. So what I want us to do is get a drink of water, whatever we got to do, and call back the same number, the same exact number. Call this number exactly in 8 minutes. I want to say in exactly 8 minutes, call back, and hopefully our sister Annette and Tammy will be able to join us in the second part. You know, if not, we understand because we're going to be doing this every week, but we'll talk about, you know, other issues that is going, you know, that is going on. And so in saying that, to all of those that are listening in on tonight, we just want to say you are tuned in to the raw truth of transparency in day-to-day life issues with your host, Miss Angel on deck, and our great special guest. We're going to go over into our second half in just a few moments. Stay tuned.